This is Wesley Foster with KAKN Radio.
All righty, Wesley. Well, we're here live on the air over at KSDP 830 AM.
Okay, good morning. It is the Elks Tournament here at the Bristol Bay High School Gymnasium. I'm Wesley Foster along with Jeff Swanson, and we're going to be bringing you basketball between King Cobra T-Jacks and the Togiak Huskies.
Starting lineups for King Cove, Jamin Newman, Mark Newton, Dalton Utecht, Avery Samuelson, and Paul Hamilton. And for Togiak, it's Kendall Wasley, Jaron Wasley, Tyler Blue, Robert Blue, and Burt Maud. And we are ready to go here. Get right to the action, Wes. Glad to bring you basketball here from the Elks Tournament in Naknek. And the tap is thrown up, knocked out of bounds. They're going to re-jump it. Once again, it's King Cove against Togiak in first-round action of the Elks Classic. We're glad to be able to bring you basketball here on KDSP down in KSDP. Excuse me, down in Sand Point, and the tap is won by Paul Hamilton for King Cove, and a long pass ahead is over the head of Jamin Newman and out of bounds, and the ball will belong to Togiak. Just underway, bringing the ball down for Togiak is going to be Jaron Wasley. On the drive, gets it over in the left corner now to Blue. Ball stolen away by Jamin Newman. He's ahead of everybody, lays it up and in. Nice basket, Jamin Newman for the King Cove T-Jacks, and it's 2-0. King Cove over Togiak in the early going. Once again, Jaron Wasley over the other side to Tyler Blue. Pass knocked out of bounds there by Mark Newton of King Cove. And it'll belong once again to Togiak. Inbounds pass will be from Kendall Wasley. Oh, we've got a lane violation, they're going to say. Somebody got a little too close to the out-of-bounds line there when Togiak was trying to throw it inbounds. Now they do get it inbounds. Pass comes in to Kendall Wasley, who puts up a little 8-footer on the baseline. No good. Rebound down to Paul Hamilton of King Cove. Talked to the coach of King Cove, Dan Sebastian. He said that King Cove is 4-0 on the year. Long three-pointer from deep in the right baseline put up there by Avery Samuelson is good. Samuelson has three, and it's 5-0, King Cove. Here comes Togiak the other way. Drive down the lane. Nice shot by Tyler Blue. He missed it, and it's tapped up back and in by Robert Blue, and he's fouled. Robert, that shot's going to count. He's got 2 points, and he's going to go to the free throw line to try to complete the three-point play. Looks like the foul was on Jamin Newman of King Cove, his first. Team's first. First foul of the ball game. Just a minute into the game here. The free throw up by Robert Blue is no good. Quickly down the other way. Long pass ahead by Paul Hamilton. Tried to get it inside there to Avery Samuelson. Threw his hands and out of bounds. And the ball is going to belong once again to Togiak. It's 5-2. King Cove with the lead here. Togiak with the ball. On the left side, it's Tyler Blue. Jump shot up from the free throw line. No good. Rebound down to Paul Hamilton. King Cove running the other way. Ahead to Jamin Newman. Missed the shot. Rebound down here. King Cove maintains possession of the ball. Now the pass inside. Nice pass inside to Mark Newton, who lays it up and in.
That was a switch from the right hand to the left hand as he made that basket. Very nice ball handling by King Cove.
I hope we aren't confused on the numbers here. It looks like number 3 for King Cove. In the book, he's Jamin Newman. He has on the back of his jersey Mack, and there is a Josiah Mack that plays for King Cove. So we'll go by the numbers that are in the scorebook. Togiak with an errant shot here, and King Cove brings it down the other way once again. Pass inside to Paul Hamilton. Shoots, gets the nice roll, and gets it to go. And Paul Hamilton has 2 points, and it's 9-2, King Cove. And the coach for Togiak, Stanley Active, up off the bench and calls timeout. Doesn't like what he sees here in the early going. His team trails 9-2. We've got 5:45 to go in the first quarter.
King Cove certainly is pushing the ball down so that they are really running hard. You know, a couple three passes, and they're shooting the ball toward the bucket, and they're they're going in right now for King Cove.
Yeah, we've not seen King Cove this year, but they are a running team. They don't bring the ball down slowly. They play that transition basketball. When they get the rebound, they are off and running the other way, and pretty effectively so far here this afternoon.
And they're not afraid to shoot those three-pointers. So Togiak's going to have to spread out the defense a little bit more.
And now as timeout is over and play is resumed here, I was just going to say, King Cove picking him up full court, man-to-man, and right away there was a steal by Paul Hamilton, and he had a layup, missed it with his left hand, and now Togiak with the rebound. So that press is pretty effective. Here's a pass cross-court stolen by Jamin Newman, and goes the length of the court and lays it up and in. He's got 4 points.
Quick hands, quick feet by Newman there to get that interception.
Here's another steal, and the pass ahead to Newman once again. Lays it up and in. Pressure defense, very effective here for King Cove. Didn't see who got the steal, but on the runaway there, Newman with another 2 points. Newman has 6, and it's 13-2. Togiak with a long three-pointer up, and no good. King Cove with the rebound. Pass now to Samuelson, deep in the left corner. That shot is no good. Rebound taken away by King Cove. Samuelson back out front now to Mark Newton. Newton drives in, has the ball stripped away from him. He tries to save it, throws it right into the hands of a Togiak player. Here comes Jerron Wassily. Long three-pointer, no good. Rebound down to Togiak. Back out to Jerron Wassily again. Another three-pointer, misses that one. And the rebound up by Tyler Blue. His shot, no good. Another offensive rebound here for Togiak. They've had their opportunities this time down the court.
Togiak's been very fortunate getting those rebounds on the three-point attempts.
Kendall Wassily with the ball out front. Now inside to Jerron Wassily. Has his shot blocked. Dribbles back out to the baseline and stops and shoots from about 10 foot on the baseline, and it's good.
And I think that was Tyler Blue on that one.
Okay, 13-4. 13-4 is the score here. Now Samuelson, the other end here. Long three-pointer once again. No good. Rebound down to Newman. Newman tries to get it inside now to Dalton Utecht. He loses the handle on it, taken away by Togiak. Here comes Jerron Wassily. Lays it up. No good. Rebound down to Mark Newton. Pass quickly ahead to Samuelson, who shoots and misses, but the rebound taken down by Mark Newton of King Cove. And the whistle blows, and they're going to say there was a three-second call there. One of the King Cove players got caught standing in the lane.
The King Cove T-Jacks are very good ball handlers, as we can see. They don't mind dribbling. They don't hardly pick it up either.
And Togiak comes the other way. Three-pointer put up there by Richard Paulson, who's come into the game. He missed it. Another offensive rebound for Togiak. Another shot missed. Another offensive rebound for the Huskies. Burt Maud with the ball. Back over now to Richard Paulson. Togiak has not been shooting well, but they've been getting a lot of offensive rebounds. There's Paulson driving in the lane. Gets it inside now to Kendall Wassily. Passes off to Burt Maud. Maud drives in the lane and scores. Burt Maud with 2. And it's 13-6. 2:38 now to go in the first quarter. King Cove with the ball, left side, Samuelson. Now nice inside pass to Paul Hamilton, who lays it up and in. Nice pass from Avery Samuelson to a posting up Paul Hamilton, who gets the ball right underneath the basket, just turns around and lays it up and in with his left hand. 15-6, King Cove with the lead. 2:14 to go in the first quarter. On the drive, Togiak back outside, Kendall Wassily. Pass errant inside there off the hand of Will Fox, taken away by Newton. Newton drives the length of the court, misses the left-handed layup, but the rebound down to Jamin Newman. To Hamilton, to Samuelson. Samuelson drives, shoots the baseline jumper, good. Nice shot by Avery Samuelson. He's got 5. And it's 17-6. King Cove with the lead. Minute 40 to go here in the first quarter. On the dribble for Togiak, Richard Paulson. Gets it off to Robert Blue, who shoots a nice little jumper from just the side of the free throw line, makes that shot. He's got 4 points, and it's 17-8 now. King Cove with the lead and the ball. Under a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. King Cove moves the ball. Back out to Samuelson. Samuelson for three from the left baseline. You don't see that happen very often.
Ball stuck up between.
The ball wedged between the backboard and the rim. And we've got a couple players trying to jump up and knock it out of there. And finally, Paul Hamilton does for King Cove. I've only seen that a couple of times, I think, in all the basketball I've watched. A shot from the baseline that just wedges right between the rim and the backboard.
You know, that's amazing that doesn't happen more often. But
yeah. I bet if you stood in the corner and tried to do that, it would take you a long time to do it.
Yeah, plenty of years.
Yeah, so that's called the dead ball, and it goes over to Togiak. 1 minute to go here. First quarter, there's a long three-pointer put up by Jerron Wassily. No good. Togiak with the offensive rebound once again. Another putback. They missed that one. We're going to have a foul underneath there. That's going to be a foul on Togiak. That foul's going to be on Burt Maud. His first foul. And the ball will go to King Cove here with 55 seconds to go in the first quarter. King Cove leads it 17-8. Length of the court pass. Player wide open underneath. Shot up and in by Josiah Mack. Number 40.
Togiak putting on that full court pressure, zone pressure, and someone missed their man completely.
Yeah, left Josiah Mack wide open underneath the basket. Nice pass, about half the length of the court. He caught it and laid it right up and in. Josiah Mack has 2 points. And it's 19-8.
Little confusion, and it'll still be King Cove ball. Togiak playing a 1-2-2 type defense, and I think King Cove knows how to break that one right now. So we'll see if Togiak continues to play in that zone defense.
Pass inside now to Josiah Mack, and he puts it up and in. Just into the ball game, he's got 4 points. We've got 18 seconds to go here in the first quarter. It's 21-8, King Cove. Jerron Wassily brings it down for the Huskies. Left side now to Will Fox. Fox on the drive down the lane, shoots, and he misses, but he's fouled. That foul going to be on Paul Hamilton, I believe, or maybe it's going to be on, we'll see here. Oh, they, yeah.
Number three.
Yeah, that's Ken, let's see, the foul is on Jamin Newman of King Cove. That's his second. It'll be Togiak's ball with 6 seconds underneath their own basket. Inbound pass now, the clock running down, 5 seconds, 4 seconds, two. Pass stolen away by King Cove, but the buzzer sounds, and we've come to the end of the first quarter. It's 21-8, King Cove leading Togiak. We'll take a one-minute break, and we'll be back for the second quarter.
All right, things sound pretty tight down there in Naknek right now. We have Togiak versus King Cove. Sounds like King Cove is holding their own. We're in the middle of a one-minute break right now, so we'll go ahead and play a little music while we wait for the guys to come back on and begin the second quarter. So here's Seal with a little music for you.
And oh, just like that river I've been running.
They're talking away.
And we're back live here at the Bristol Bay High School Gymnasium, where we are ready for second quarter action. King Cove leading Togiak 21-8. This is the first round game in the Elks Classic here in Naknek. King Cove has the ball here to start the second quarter. That shot put up by Josiah Mack. No good. Rebound down once again to Togiak. Togiak trails here by 13 points, but they're doing a really good job on the boards, out-rebounding King Cove. Togiak misses a shot. King Cove with the ball. The pass way ahead over the head of the King Cove player and out of bounds, and it'll belong once again to Togiak.
King Cove really pushing that ball down the court to score some points, and Togiak was there this time.
Tyler Blue, nice pass as he drives the lane, gets it away to Robert Blue. Shot put up and no good, but on the floor, it's taken away by Togiak. Shot put up there by Will Fox is no good. Here comes King Cove on the run. Long pass ahead to Samuelson, just off the reach of his hands and out of bounds. So like you said, Wes, they are, you know, King Cove is really running, but sometimes a little bit out of control. Another errant pass there. The long three-pointer by Tyler Blue, no good. Rebound to Burt Maude, who puts it up, and he doesn't get the shot to fall, but he's fouled, and he's going to go to the free throw line.
One thing that Togiak has in their favor right now is the offensive rebounding. Maude and Blue in there for Togiak doing a fantastic job getting the offensive rebound. However, the second, third, fourth attempts just don't want to fall for Togiak right now.
That foul was on Josiah Mack of King Cove, his first foul. Burt Maude shoots two. His first free throw is no good. Second free throw is up, and that one is good. And it's 21-9, King Cove leading it here early in the second quarter. We've played a minute in the second quarter. And the ball belongs now to King Cove. On the dribble out front is Mark Newton. Long three-pointer put up there by Jamin Newman. No good. Rebound to Josiah Mack, who tried to put it up. No good. Passes back out to Newton, almost over his head. He runs it down. Now he's going to drive down the lane, put it up with his left hand, a little hard, no good. Josiah Mack with the rebound, up and in. Josiah Mack did not start the game, but he's come in here and midway through the first quarter. He's got 6 points already. 23-9, King Cove leads it. 6:22 to go in the second quarter. Kendall Wassley passed down in the corner to Will Fox, who puts it up and in. That was a two-pointer, I believe. Was it two or three? Nice shot by Will Fox, and it's 23-11 after the Togiak basket. King Cove now with the ball. Newton down to Newman. Samuelson from the corner, no good. Rebound back up and in by Josiah Mack. He didn't even really rebound. That was just a tap back. He caught the ball in midair and put it right back in.
He was not even harassed a little bit.
On the other end, Togiak, that is Tyler Blue going up with the shot, and he's fouled. He's going to shoot two free throws.
Tyler Mack had a lane, but it closed very fast, so he didn't really have a nice shot at it, but he collected the foul in the process of shooting, so he's at the line for two.
Tyler Blue to shoot two free throws. First one, no good. Off the back of the rim. A couple of substitutes coming in for King Cove. Sitting down is Jamin Newman and Dalton Utecht. Back into the game, looks like it's Paul Hamilton. Second free throw by Tyler Blue is good, and it's 25-12. Also into the game now is Drayton Newman for King Cove. Here comes Paul Hamilton on the dribble. Samuelson, left side baseline, drives, shoots, misses, put back up and in by Paul Hamilton.
Togiak really has to stop King Cove on that baseline, or Samuelson will take the three or the line all night long for him.
Tyler Blue with it for Togiak. Drives the right baseline, gets stopped, passes it back out. That's Will Fox, who shoots and misses. The rebound down to King Cove. Drayton Newman with the ball. Gets it ahead now to Mark Newton. Mark Newton passes it over to Paul Hamilton. Long three-pointer, way off the mark. Rebound down to Burt Maude of Togiak. Togiak with the ball. Pass comes inside now. A little turnaround jumper by Burt Maude is up and in. Nice shot on the baseline by Burt Maude of Togiak. He's got 5 points, and it's 27-14. King Cove has led it by 13 for quite a while now, but they aren't stretching the lead out any farther.
And Togiak's really had that little bit of problem of not making the bucket into the basket into the bucket, so King Cove is just having their game.
Paul Hamilton shoots from the free throw line, misses, gets his own rebound as he followed his shot nicely and grabs the ball out of the air, one dribble, and lays it up and in. And Paul Hamilton has 8. On the other end, shot put up by Tyler Blue of Togiak is no good.
Tyler Blue had King Cove faked out of his socks so bad that he had a wide open shot right down the middle of the lane. He faked it to the right, and the guy took the bait. And he just had a 5-foot jumper.
But he missed it. And on the other end, Togiak throws the ball away. The ball went right through the hands of Drayton Newman and out of bounds. Here comes Togiak. Jump shot by Robert Blue. Got a nice inlet pass just inside the lane, inside the free throw line. Puts up a little 14-foot jumper. It's good. Robert Blue has six points, and it's 29-16. Inside Paul Hamilton, now to Josiah Mack. Nice ball movement by King Cove, resulting in a wide-open shot for Josiah Mack. He's got 10 points coming off the bench.
Togiak sloughs off pretty good on defense. However, that sloughing off really gives a man to be wide open.
Long shot by Togiak. Missed there by Robert Blue, but put back up and in by Tyler Blue. Nice offensive rebound and put back by Tyler Blue. 31-18. King Cove with the lead. Here comes Paul Hamilton. Drives down the lane. And they give him an opening, and he lays it up and in off the backboard.
Togiak's going out there just a little bit too far there on the full-court pressure side of the half-court, you know, and then it's just basically 3-on-4 in favor of King Cove, and Togiak can't handle that defense, three men.
33-18. Long shot put up now by Tyler Blue is hard off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound down to King Cove. 2:42 to go here in the second quarter. Paul Hamilton for three for Togiak. Shot no good. Rebound down to Kendall Wassily of Togiak. He gives it ahead to Will Fox. Down the corner now to Tyler Blue on the dribble. Pass inside to Burt Maud. He gives it back to Robert Blue. Robert Blue, nice drive and left-handed shot as he goes down the lane.
8 points for Blue.
Robert Blue with eight. 33-20. That 13-point lead is just kind of where it stays. His team's trade baskets. Samuelson with the ball now for King Cove. Drives, lays it up with his right hand. What a nice drive.
It was a nice drive, but a little bit unorthodox way of putting it up, but it still went in for him.
Tyler Blue on the drive now. Gives it off to Burt Maud, who shoots it from the free throw line. No good. Here comes King Cove on the run out. Long pass ahead to Avery Samuelson. He's wide open, lays it up and in. And King Cove leads it 37-20 now. Avery Samuelson has 9 points. Nice even scoring here by King Cove. Samuelson has 9, Josiah Mack has 10, and Paul Hamilton has 10. So they're really spreading the scoring around.
Tyler Blue is at the free throw line for two. He drove in and was fouled in the process by 44, Hamilton of King Cove, so he's at the line.
Tyler Blue's free throw, first one is good. He's got 6 points. Comes a couple more substitutes in. Utek and Newman back into the game for King Cove. Paul Hamilton and Avery Samuelson going to take a seat on the bench for a little while. Second free throw is no good. Nice rebound by Robert Blue on the missed free throw, but his putback is no good. Here comes King Cove running out fast. A few too many passes that time.
And too many bounce passes, that's the unfortunate thing. If it was a shuffle pass or a chest pass, but that bounce pass amongst 10 feet just don't work too well.
So the ball was knocked out of bounds, belonged to King Cove on the inbounds pass. It's stolen here by Togiak. The pass ahead to Kendall Wassily, who had a wide-open layup. He missed it, and the ball comes back now King Cove's way. Newton inside to Josiah Mack. Turnaround jumper is good. Inside the lane there by Mack. He's got 12, and it's 39-21. Just a minute and 15 to go here in the half. Tyler Blue with it. Throws it inside. It's stolen away by Drayton Newman of King Cove. Nice steal by Drayton. 1 minute to go here in the half. Mark Newton with the ball. Over to Newman. Newman has the ball knocked out of his hand. Now ball being batted around there. Nobody can seem to gain possession of it. Finally taken away by King Cove, laid up and in by Mark Newton. Nice drive in the lane there by Mark Newton.
King Cove was very fortunate to keep the possession of that ball. Once they really had it, then Togiak was spread all over the court, and Newman was able to drive in for a nice bucket.
Oh, there was a pass on the inside. Will Foxy had an idea, but the guy he was throwing it to didn't know he was going to throw it to him. The ball went out of bounds.
Kind of stopped in the process, thinking that it was going to somebody else other than himself, and Togiak gets a turnover.
So the ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to belong once again to King Cove. Now with just 15 seconds to go here in the half, jump shot in the lane by Josiah Mack is no good. Rebound down here to Blue, Robert Blue of Togiak. 7 seconds to go here in the half. Tyler Blue with it out front, taking his time. There's 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Now he fires up a long one from 40 feet, and it's way off the mark, and it's no good. And the buzzer sounds, and we have come to the end of the first half. We'll do a quick recap of the scoring here, and then we'll send it back to the studio there in Sandpoint. But at the end of the half here, King Cove leads it 41-21. We'll give a rundown of the scoring here for King Cove. They are led by Josiah Mack with 12 points. Paul Hamilton has 10. Avery Samuelson with 9. Jamin Newman has 6. Mark Newton has 4. And Dalton Utecht, Drayton Newman, and Mitchell Duskin did not score in the first half. How about for Togiak West?
Will Fox has 2 points for Togiak. Tyler Blue with 6. Robert Blue with 8. And Bert Maud with 5 points. King Cove doing a fine job, Jeff, pushing the ball down the court. Togiak doing a fine job sloughing off, trying to cover King Cove with 2 guys. And then King Cove doing another fine job of finding the open guy for those easy layups. That's been, there probably was 50% layups inside the lane shooting as opposed to perimeter shooting. And Togiak just got their game going right now. I mean,
yep.
King Cove does.
Yeah. They playing some good run and shoot there, and like you said, getting a lot of easy layups and looking good. They were 4-0 coming into this game and looking pretty good here, leading by 20 at half.
However, Togiak, the one thing that King Cove has to adjust is their defensive rebounding. They have been out rebounded, I think, by Togiak, a good percentage. Togiak has had too many offensive rebounds and second, third, fourth attempts. Fortunately for King Cove, Togiak hasn't made them. But Togiak has done a fantastic job with their offensive rebounds.
Yeah, if Togiak was shooting a little bit better percentage-wise, mm-hmm. they'd be right in the game there.
It'd be a much closer game. It's 21-41. King Cove scored 20 points in that second quarter, and Togiak scored 13. So both teams in this second quarter are ready to play some basketball.
Yep. Well, once again, 41-21, King Cove leading Togiak here. First round action of the Elks tournament in Naknek. And we're glad you've tuned in to listen to basketball. We're going to take about a 7-minute break, and then we'll be back for the second half.
Thank you, guys. That is live basketball action coming in from Naknek. That is the Elks tournament, and we have, as they were saying, Togiak against King Cove. The King Cove boys are doing a good job of keeping in the lead right now. We're going to go to some music for the next 7 or so minutes while the guys go ahead and talk to their coaches, get some game plans ready for the second half, and so we'll be back on in just a few minutes. Here's Barry Manilow for your listening pleasure.
I can't live without you if the love was far from the city where the Lorax roams free is the home of the magical truffula trees. In a place you will love with things you'll adore us, it's a magical spot. We call it the forest.
Everyone here needs the trees.
And who are you?
I'm the Lorax, guardian of the forest.
The forest is there for you to explore. So come once to see it, then come back lots more.
I just like hearing you say it.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Just underway as the King Cove T-Jacks taking on the Togiak Huskies. Togiak with the ball. Here's a three-pointer put up and in. Nice shooting by Will Fox. He's got 5 points. And we are just underway here in the third quarter. Thanks for tuning in for basketball right here on KSDP out of Sandpoint. Shot put up here by Samuelson's no good. Rebound hauled down by Newman of King Cove. Newton in the lane, kind of a wild shot. He misses, but the putback is up and in by Paul Hamilton. And Hamilton has 12, and we're back to that 19-point deficit, 43-24. King Cove with the commanding lead. Tyler Blue with the ball for Togiak. His pass inside is stolen by Hamilton. Hamilton's going to come down. Nice pass to Jamin Newman, who lays it up and in. Boy, that was a nice fast break by King Cove. We've seen a lot of those this afternoon.
Hamilton just stretched out his arms, and he didn't even have to work for that interception. Took it all the way down and passed it off at the last moment.
On the drive there, Robert Blue for Togiak lays it up with his left hand, and it rolls all the way around the rim and out.
Togiak can't hardly buy a basket this game so far.
And King Cove with the rebound brings it down. Hamilton from the free throw line shoots and misses. Here's the tap out ahead to Will Fox, who lays it up and in. He's off and running here with 5 points already in the third quarter.
Someone missed the assignment on the King Cove team.
King Cove on the dribble. Nice pass inside to Paul Hamilton. He loses it. Here comes King. Comes Togiak once again. Nice acrobatic shot put up by Will Fox. No good. Rebound down to King Cove. Missed opportunity there for Togiak. 45-26. Lead here for King Cove over Togiak. Shot put up by Jamin Newman is no good. It's out of bounds, and they're going to say it belongs to Togiak. 5:56 to go here in the third quarter. King Cove leads it by 19.
Fine hustle there by King Cove to try to get that ball way out in the corner, but just off of his fingertips.
So it'll be Togiak ball. Tyler Blue brings it down. Gives it back off out now to Will Fox. Fox is going to shoot the three-pointer. Off the backboard and off the rim, no good. Rebound down to Tyler Blue. Dribbles back out beyond the three-point line. Now he's going to double pump about a 15-footer. No good. Rebound down here, King Cove. And it'll be Dalton Utecht with the ball. He hands it off to Mark Newton. Bounce pass ahead now to Jamin Newman. And inside to Dalton Utecht. Nice pass, and he lays it up and in. Utecht's first basket of the afternoon.
Togiak is coming way out too far in the way of defense.
Here's a long three-pointer put up by Will Fox. No good. Rebound down to King Cove. They lose the handle on it. Here comes Togiak. Oh, and the shot put up there by Austin Alakayak. And he is fouled hard. The shot does not go, but he's going to go to the free throw line to shoot a couple.
Both teams, Jeff, starting to push the ball down the court a little faster than they did in the second quarter. And I think right now that's going to the advantage of Togiak.
Yeah, they've definitely picked up the pace here in the second half. That first free throw by Alakayak is good. He's got one more. It's a 20-point game, just as it was at halftime, 47-27 now. Alakayak's second free throw is no good. Dalton Utecht brings the rebound down for the T-Jacks. Now Newton on the dribble. Bounce pass down to Samuelson, and he threw it kind of at Samuelson's feet, and he couldn't get the handle on it. They look at each other and smile, and the ball went out of bounds. It'll belong to Togiak.
Samuelson kind of looking, can you pass it just a little higher for me, please? You know, those low passes I can't handle too well.
We used to do that for fun, throw a pass, you know, in practice or just goofing around, throw it right at the guy's feet because you can't handle the ball when they throw it right at your feet. And that happened here in live action, and ball's out of bounds. Togiak with the ball. Comes Alakayak on the drive, shoots and misses. Rebound out front to Fox. Now to Maud. Maud shoots from the right baseline, no good. Rebound down to Newton. Oh, here's a steal by Burt Maud. Lays it up, no good. Rebound down to Tyler Blue. Once again, a lot of offensive opportunities for Togiak, and they capitalize with a nice drive and layup there by Tyler Blue.
Tyler Blue's got 8 points this morning.
Boy, good hustle here by Togiak to start the third quarter. There's a long three-pointer by Newman off the board and in. Jamin Newman with a three-pointer.
I think both teams are going about 100% right now. Togiak's keeping up with King Cove, but King Cove got that 20-point lead. They're going to have to go twice as fast, I think.
Austin Lakayak misses a driving shot on the lane. And for Togiak, rebound down here now to King Cove. Newman to Newton. Newton almost lost it. Regains possession. Bounce pass inside to Hamilton. Hamilton throws it back out to Newman, who shoots a three-pointer. No good. Rebound down to Togiak. Nice rebound by Burt Maud. Now ahead to Wassily, Kendall Wassily, his little chip shot underneath. He missed it again. Tough shooting here this afternoon for Togiak. Couple of shots for King Cove. Awkwardly underneath the basket. Neither of them follow. The ball's knocked out of bounds. It's going to belong to King Cove.
You know, that has been Togiak's unfortunate success here, is that they've gotten a lot of rebounds, but no balls going in.
Boy, nice inbounds play by King Cove. They throw it right into Paul Hamilton. He catches the ball in midair and shoots a jump shot while he's still in the air, and he hits it off the board. And he's got 14 points, 52-29, 23-point lead now for the T-Jacks. Under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. There's a shot put up by Robert Blue. It's a little bit short. Rebound down to Newman. Tried to get it ahead to Avery. It's stolen by Tyler Blue. To Kendall Wassley. Over to Robert Blue. Excuse me, that's Burt Maud with the ball. Now a long three-pointer put up by Richard Paulson is no good. And here comes King Cove with the rebound. Nice shot, nice pass underneath to Samuelson.
The whole crowd heard that one except the two referees. Samuelson had a slap on his arm real loud.
No call. And here comes Togiak. Tyler Blue. Robert Blue with the ball. Back out front to Paulson. Togiak moving the ball, looking for a shot here. 2:10 to go in the third quarter. Nice pass underneath to Maud. Lays it up and in.
Burt Maud with 7 points.
52-31. Doesn't seem like, Togiak, they play well, they play hard, but they just can't get any closer.
Yeah, and both teams going 100 miles an hour, but Togiak's going to have to go 150 if they want to make a game of it.
Well, here's a little missed pass. Paul Hamilton tried to bounce it into, tried to get it inside there to Mark Newton, and the ball was stolen by Togiak and then stolen right back by Newton, who lays it up and in. Mark Newton has 6 points.
Good stick-to-it endurance there by King Cove. They got some fast hands.
Mark Newton, nice steal back. Now the pass underneath, bounce pass to Robert Blue, driving down the lane, kicks the ball off of his own foot out of bounds, and it's going to belong to King Cove.
Togiak having a half-team switch here. Someone's got to get back on the court. It's 4 men right there. But anyway, Togiak had a nice ball movement this last time down to get a guy going right up the middle, but he just couldn't handle the final pass as he was relatively open.
Minute and 11 to go here in the third quarter. Avery Samuelson for three, misses the shot. The rebound gathered in by Paul Hamilton, who puts it up and in.
Hamilton went up kind of hard right there, and then he comes down and just tosses it back in ever so gently.
He's got 16 points, and it's 56-31. There's a three-pointer put up and in by Kendall Wassley of Togiak.
First three of the game.
First points, 56-34. We're under a minute to go now, 45 seconds in the third quarter. Here's a pass to Drayton Newman. He loses, almost lost a handle on it. Now gets it out to Mark Newton inside to Hamilton. He's a load underneath there. Turns and shoots, doesn't get it to fall, gets his own rebound, puts it back up and in.
Hamilton fought for that ball real hard there after his missed shot and was able to get it back again.
Yep, he plays hard underneath the basket, and he's rewarded for it. He's got 18 points in the game. Now a long shot put up by Maud. Ball saved here by Alakayak, who gets it back now to Robert Blue. High arching jump shot, no good. Hamilton almost with the rebound. Now Josiah Mack does have it. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, third quarter. And we have come to the end of the third quarter. Long half-court shot put up there by Hamilton. It's no good. At the end of the third quarter, it's 58-34. King Cove with the lead. We'll just keep it right here.
King Cove doing a fine job, Jeff, moving that ball around. Togiak doesn't even have a half-second to set up. They cannot take a breath without having their feet being moved because King Cove is just moving way too fast for them. They kept up with them, though, on offense. You got to give it to Togiak for keeping up with them on offense. But when King Cove gets it in fourth gear during this fourth quarter, I think Togiak is winded, and they're going to just let that lead increase slowly but surely.
They did stretch it from 20 to 24 there in the third quarter. So King Cove in command as we now begin the fourth quarter. And the T-Jacks will have the ball to start the quarter. Newton, right side to Newman. Newman with a two-pointer just inside the three-point line. It's good. And Jamin Newman has 13 points in the game. And it's a 26-point lead now for King Cove. Comes the pass inside to Robert Blue. Left-hander lays it up and in. Nice little 6-foot jump shot.
Blue's 10th point of the game.
Kind of a little unusual to see a guy shooting a left-handed jump shot, but he does well at it. Here's a 3-pointer put up by Jamin Newman. No good, but the offensive board here for King Cove. On the drive there is Mark Newton. He misses the shot. Ball battle for taken away once again by King Cove. Drayton Newman with the ball. Oh, he hands it off to Mark Newton. Newton loses a handle, and the ball goes across half court. And that's a backcourt violation, and Togiak will take over. A
couple of substitutions into the game. Mitchell Duskin is in there for King Cove, his first few minutes of the game to play.
And also looks like Drayton Newman in the game. Shot put up by Kendall Wassily, no good for Togiak. Rebound down. Here come the T-Jacks on the run. Nice pass ahead to Josiah Mack. He missed the layup. He shakes his head. He's frustrated with himself. Togiak has the ball as they come the other way.
Fox with it.
Robert Blue, nice fake. Shoots a 10-footer on the baseline, no good. Rebound down to Josiah Mack of King Cove. 60-36. T-Jacks with a commanding lead here. Now they have the ball as well. 6:20 to go. Now a bad pass by King Cove, taken away by Togiak.
I think Newton there is just practicing that dribble pass. He's hit it a couple of times for King Cove, but this time it was intercepted.
Burt Maud with a 12-footer, no good. And the rebound taken down by Mitchell Duskin of King Cove. Get to the head now to Newton, Mark Newton. Passes inside to Josiah Mack. He's guarded closely, really closely. Saying somebody grabbed his arm, and that's going to be a foul on a Togiak player.
Will Fox.
Will Fox with his first foul of the game. And it'll be Togiak, or King Cove ball, King Cove ball underneath their own basket. To throw it in will be Mark Newton. Mark Newton bounce passes in to Jamie Newman. Pass stolen away, Togiak. Here comes Tyler Blue. Tyler Blue loses a handle. Here comes Josiah Mack the other way for King Cove. He's going to take it all the way down the middle. Collision underneath the basket. He was expecting a collision, and it didn't come, I think, and he missed the shot. And we're going to have a...
I think he was expecting a whistle, and it didn't come.
Okay, that's probably more accurate.
There was collision, but there was no whistle.
Togiak brings the ball down the other way. Three-pointer put up by Tyler Blue, no good. Another rebound for Mitchell Duskin. Ball's out of bounds. It's going to belong to King Cove. 5.5 minutes to go in the game.
King Cove really has a handle on this game. They're putting in the last few guys that are on the bench, give them some playing time.
Jamin Newman brings it across, gives it to Avery Samuelson. Samuelson for three, no good. Rebound down to Austin Alakayak.
Fox loses it for Togiak. King Cove coming up with it.
Going to have a foul now. Looks like that's going to be on Will Fox of Togiak, and it'll be out of bounds to King Cove. Jamin Newman will throw it in. 5:09 to go in the ballgame. Jamin Newman gets it in to Avery Samuelson. Left side now to Drayton Newman. Comes Avery Samuelson down the right baseline. Nice little pass to Josiah Mack, who lays it up and in. He's got 14 points.
Samuelson brought out the defense, and it was a one-on-one, and King Cove had the advantage all the way.
Oh, a nice pass inside from Tyler Blue.
To Fox.
Into Fox, but he missed the layup. King Cove comes away with the rebound, brings it down. Jamin Newman was going to throw it inside there to Mitchell Duskin. Kicked out of the off the court by a Togiak player as he stopped that bounce pass by kicking it. It'll be out of bounds to King Cove.
King Cove really make that Togiak really keeping their composure here, even though they are down by a bunch. They're still playing hard, and they're still running that ball to the basket, but it just does not want to fall for them.
King Cove gets it inbounds, knocked out of there by Tyler Blue of Togiak. Ball dribbles out of bounds, but it'll belong to King Cove still here. 4.5 minutes to go in the game. 62-36. King Cove with a comfortable lead. Inbounds pass is knocked away there by Fox of Togiak, but it'll belong once again to King Cove. Newman now gets it into Avery Samuelson. Samuelson dribbles down the left side, stops, shoots, shots off the top of the backboard. Jamin Newman gets the rebound, puts it up, no good. Now a nice rebound taken down by Burt Maud. Burt Maud fires it down court, got a wide open Tyler Blue, who lays it up and in, and he's fouled. That was an unnecessary foul.
It was 2-1-1 in favor of Togiak there. That was on, make that, the shot was made by Blue. He's got 10.
And he's going to have a chance for a three-point play here as he goes to the free throw line. That was a foul on Jamin Newman, his third foul for King Cove. But, you know, the long lead pass there, and King Cove had an easy layup. No reason to foul the guy, but they did because he made the layup and he makes the free throw.
So Tyler Blue's got 11.
And with four, just over 4 minutes to go now in the game, it's going to be 62-39. King Cove with the lead. On the inbounds pass, a King Cove player stepped over the line, so the ball goes back to Togiak.
You have one of those freshman errors, I think.
There's a long shot put up by Togiak. No good. King Cove with the rebound. Samuelson ahead to Jamin Newman. Back to Samuelson. Samuelson for three. Missed everything and goes out of bounds.
You know, Samuelson shot. When Samuelson didn't get that pass last time, he looked at the player. When he missed the three-pointer, he looked at the coach. You know,
he missed that three-pointer. He missed an air ball, and he looked over at the coach, and I saw the coach had his hands over his eyes and smiling at him.
Fox nice, up the middle for Togiak.
Nice drive down the lane there by Will Fox. He's got 2 points.
Nine on the game. Nine
total.
Clock.
62-41. Here comes King Cove. Samuelson inside to UTEC. Back out to Newman. Three-pointer no good. Nice rebound. Robert Blue. Robert Blue ahead now to Fox. Fox gets it to Kendall Wassley. Wassley way out front to Robert Blue. Robert Blue drives. Wild shot from the free throw line, and he gets it to fall. Boy,
you know,
nice.
He had just a little bit of help on the offense with a pick by his teammate there that actually got him without having a King Cove hand in his face.
So Robert Blue makes the two-pointer, gets a free throw. He makes that one. He's having a nice game. He's got 13 points, and Togiak is back within 18. They were down by 26 a few minutes ago. Making a late little run here. They got 3 minutes and 15 seconds left in the game. Now a pass inside by Newman. Ooh, good chance for a steal there by Togiak, but off of Blue's hands and out of bounds, and it's going to stay in the possession of the T-Jacks.
Yeah. 3 minutes and 10 seconds, and Hamilton's coming back into the game for this fourth quarter, you know. I was just thinking, if all things could equal, King Cove would be running away with this game, but they haven't been. That's because they put in some substitutes.
A couple shots missed there by Hamilton. One of them partially blocked and rebound away here for Togiak. Tyler Blue, long, long three-pointer. Well, that could have changed the game right there if he'd have made that one. Missed the shot, and the rebound taken down. Rebound taken down by Togiak, and we're going to have a foul on a King Cove player.
Samuelson's picking up a couple here in the last few moments.
Under 3 minutes to go now in the game. And it'll be Togiak ball out of bounds after that foul. Second foul on Samuelson. Inbounds to Fox. Over to Kendall Wassley. An 18-point game. Tyler Blue down the lane. 8-footer. Off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound to Alakayak. He gives it off to Tyler Blue, who puts it up and in.
And Tyler's got 13.
And it's a 16-point game. Avery Samuelson. That was interesting call underneath there. They're going to say a foul before the shot, and one, it'll be out of bounds here to King Cove.
One would think that if Togiak starts hitting some threes, then it might be a game. But right now, if King Cove were to just settle down and take control of it, ball control, then you wouldn't have that problem.
On the inbounds play by King Cove there, we're going to have a pushing foul on a King Cove player. Looks like that's going to be on Drayton Newman. His first foul. Togiak down by 16 now, and they've got the ball. 2.5 minutes to go. They need to work quickly and get some points. There's a three-pointer. Kendall Wassley off the board and no good. Banked it in. Sorry, did I say no good? It was good. He banked it in.
Yeah, 6 points for Wassley. 2 3-pointers on the game.
It's a 13-point game. Avery Samuelson with it now.
We've got 2 minutes and nine.
Over to Newman. Newman for three. No good. Oh, the put back up and no good by Drayton Newman. Here's the rebound for Togiak. Togiak underneath Kendall Wassley, up and in, and it's an 11-point game here with a minute 52 to go.
You know, there's no reason for King Cove to be shooting those threes, but that seems to be what they're comfortable doing.
And the pass now from Paul Hamilton underneath to Mitchell Duskin goes through his hands and out of bounds.
It's King Cove's game to lose right now because they are just going down way too fast. If they were to try to click off 10, 15 extra seconds per set, they would have this game.
Yeah, but, firing up three-pointers.
Yeah, and you know, between the leg passes, you know, these fancy passes that look good during the first three quarters, but this fourth quarter, you don't need those passes because Hamilton was running to the basket. He had two-thirds of his court to play with, and he tries to make a fancy pass, and it just doesn't want to work.
The King Cove coach called a timeout, so we've been not playing here for a couple minutes. You know, Wes, there's a minute 42 to go in the game, 62-51, and a little while ago it was 62-36. Togiak has scored 15 straight unanswered points. They have the ball. Here comes Alakayak. Nice pass, easy pass ahead to Kendall Wassley, and it's a 9-point game here with a minute and a half to go.
Wassley's
almost a steal now by Togiak, and it is a steal, and the possession arrow goes to Togiak. They've got the ball back. Can you believe this? They were down by 26. Now they're down by 9 with a minute and a half to go, and they've got the ball.
And the King Cove's been shooting threes instead of waiting for the time to click off. And that's been to Togiak's advantage because Togiak has really out-rebounded King Cove during this fourth quarter.
Togiak with the ball. Tyler Blue loses it. Gets it back out now to Robert Blue. Kendall Wassley with the ball. Minute 20 to go in the game. Here comes Kendall Wassley. Tough shot on the baseline, misses it. Rebound down to Mark Newton of King Cove. Now ahead to Newman. Newman a little push shot and run out here to Alakayak. He's wide open for a layup for Togiak. Shot is good, and it's a 7-point game with 1 minute to go.
12 points for Kendall. And King Cove still running as hard as they can toward the basket. This one fortunately goes in for Newton.
That was Josiah Mack. Makes the shot. He's got 16 points. Three-pointer by Tyler Blue is no good. Now we're under a minute to go, and we're going to have a timeout here by King Cove. Boy, what an interesting game. It was out of control most of the second half, and all of a sudden Togiak got back within 7 points.
That's and King Cove running on all cylinders and just run and run and run and run. And they didn't need to run with a 20-point advantage, but they kept running. Togiak getting the defensive rebounds for them. They've had some outlet passes that have resulted in some good easy layups. So if Togiak would have hit some of their shots early in the game, we would have had a much closer ball game, possibly in favor of Togiak.
Yep, but King Cove will have the ball here out of bounds. Togiak's going to press them man-to-man, full court. 42 seconds to go in the game. Pass comes into Newton. Newton on the dribble.
Newton, one of their better ball handlers. And it's fouled by Robert Blue just to stop the clock, I guess.
It'll be out of bounds here to King Cove. 34.3 seconds to go in the game. It's a 9-point game, 64-55. King Cove with the lead. Pass comes in from Samuelson to Hamilton. Underneath to Mack. Josiah Mack lays it up and in. Nice pass underneath there, and Togiak's late run is going to be too little too late, but they sure made a game of it here at the end. Made it exciting. Now a takeaway by Newton of King Cove with 18 seconds to go. Newton going to be pushed as he goes down the right sideline. He's going to be fouled here by Will Fox. So with 13.8 seconds left, King Cove with the 11-point lead. It'll be out of bounds here at King Cove. Pass comes into Hamilton. Loses a handle on it. Here comes Robert Blue with the takeaway for Togiak. Kendall Wassley for three. No good. Rebound battle for. We're going to have a jump ball between both players, number 20. Both players wearing number 20. They tie up, and it'll be a possession arrow to King Cove with just 4.5 seconds now. Long pass Newton. Gets it ahead to Hamilton. To Josiah Mack, who lays it up and in, and the buzzer is going to sound, and this game is going to be over. And King Cove holds on to win it, 68 to 55.
Running down our scores for the Togiak Huskies, Kendall Wassily with 12, Will Fox with 9, Austin Alakiak with 1, Jaron Wassily did not score, Tyler Blue had 13, Robert Blue with 13, and Bert Maud with 7 points. And Togiak putting on a late run right there in the fourth quarter, Jeff, really could have had the ball game in hand. However, they were outrun in the first three quarters by King Cove, and they made a run for it at the last 4 minutes of the fourth quarter, but just couldn't keep up the pace.
Yeah, Togiak outscored King Cove 21-10 there in the fourth quarter, so Togiak sure didn't give up. They came out and really went at it in the fourth quarter and made a good game of it, but came up a little bit short. Let me give you the scoring here for the King Cove T-Jacks once again here this afternoon. They were led in scoring by Josiah Mack with 20 points, followed by Paul Hamilton with 18, and then Jamin Newman had 13, and Avery Samuelson had 9, Mark Newton had 6, Dalton Utecht had 2. Drayton Newman and Mitchell Duskin did not score but put in some good minutes for King Cove. So that means that King Cove will move on to play tomorrow the winner of Game 2. They'll play at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. So King Cove will play tomorrow morning at 10:30, and the loser here, Togiak, loser of Game 2, they'll play at 12 o'clock tomorrow noon. The game that's going to come up next here is between the Killigannik girls and the King Cove rookies, the girls team. So we want to thank you for tuning in, listening to this game, King Cove against Togiak boys. King Cove wins it 68-55. We're going to take about a 25-minute break here, and then we'll be back to bring you live action of King Cove girls against Killigannik at the Elks Classic here in Naknek. So thanks for listening. We'll be back in about 25 minutes.